Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a Dreamcatcher interview podcast special. If you've ever been curious about how to access spiritual guidance from a higher realm, then you're going to love this episode. Today, I'm joined by Maura O'Leary. Maura is a certified Reiki master, medium, angel card reader, and an award-winning writer. She released her first novel, When Angels Play Poker, in May 2017, and was awarded Book of the Year in the Spirituality category by Pacific Book Review. She also won the award as Featured Short Story at the Novel Writing Festival for her piece, Becoming Fearless, this past summer, and received a Winning Laurel Award for 2018. During our conversation, Maura and I talk about the different ways that angels and spirit guides communicate with us through signs and synchronicities. Maura also shares some tips on how we can become more attuned so that we can receive guidance from our angels and guides. Hi, Maura. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Celine?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to learning more about you and about how we can access spiritual guidance from the angelic realm. It's such an interesting topic.
I know. I love doing this work. So I'm so glad you reached out and connected with me, and I'm looking forward to talking about various things about the angelic realm with you today.
Okay, perfect. So I want to start out by asking you about your novel, which is called When Angels Play Poker, which is a fabulous title, by the way.
Thank you.
What was the inspiration behind the book? Did you draw from your experiences of communicating with angels?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It just was the opposite, actually. I didn't have any experience per se. I actually went over 5 years ago up to Maine for a long weekend with my journal. I wasn't intending to write anything like this. I just went up with my journal to just kind of, you know, write. And while I was up there, all of this started downloading. The main characters, messages. I mean, I'd written short stories and eulogies and poems, but I'd never done a book. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there writing frantically, doing dialogue, getting all these images. And the book unfolded like that, that I got so much of it divinely guided from above. And I wrote 4 chapters longhand up there until my hand hurt so much I had to stop. Then I came home and I wrote 2 more chapters, and then I stopped completely because I just, to be honest with you, I was a bit freaked out by where's this all coming from, and it was so vivid. And then I sent it out to a few people and said, what do you think of this? And they said, it's a wonderful story and message. And then I went ahead and finished it. But the really honest thing about this is it was divinely guided, which was amazing because I didn't go off and learn. I mean, I've always, you know, had strong faith, believed in angels, all of that, but I didn't go out and get certified and learn more about them until after the book was almost done. So, it's a pretty crazy experience, but an inspiring one. And that got me more on a path of doing angel work from there.
Right. And what was that experience like when you were writing that book? Was it like a stream of consciousness? Like what was going on?
Yes. It was automatic writing. I realize that now. I didn't know what it was, but it was automatic writing because all of it came through with visuals and the dialogue. And it wasn't like I was sitting there for 2 hours trying to think, what do I say next? Like, I couldn't even keep up with it because it was coming through so strong. And that's how I knew I was really divinely guided to write it. And even when I got done with it and got it published, before I sent it in to the publishers, the final copy, you know, I sat down again and I said, is this really happening? Is this really what I think it is? And so I asked for a message from above. And what came through right away, it's on the back of my hardcover because it's so incredible. It said, every day, God sends you love, miracles, and messages. And it's up to you to see, hear, and accept them. And when I got that, it was so powerful, I decided to put it on the back of the book, but I had to then turn around and put it into the story. And I found a way to do that in the last chapter.
So, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, I think people understand, like, they get that on an intellectual level that, you know, that we have guidance available to us. But I think that they have such a tough time connecting to that realm, you know, staying attuned enough to listen for that guidance. So do you have any suggestions as to what people can do?
Sure. You know, from my experience and what I've learned over time, and what I would say to people is, you know, first of all, trust and be open. There's so many instances I think that people do have in their daily life or, you know, across their lifetime overall, and they'll have something happen and then they'll say, well, that was crazy. And then just move on from it versus realizing that was something special that just happened. And I would say to people is open yourself up and look for when you're looking to say, am I getting signs from angels? Am I getting signs from spirit guides? And they're always sending them, Celine. They're always trying to get through to us every day.
How do they do that?
Look through songs, through animals, through numbers, you know, like 111 or 333 or 444, or numbers that are significant to you that you know, I see so many stories about somebody may have lost a brother or a son or whatever, and they'll keep seeing like the number 12. Well, that was his number on his baseball shirt or that was his favorite number. That's them coming through to say, hi, I just wanted to let you know I'm safe and sound. And, license plates, flowers. For me, and I talk about this as a part of the book, part of the story, songs are a huge piece for me. And I think they are for other people as well.
For me, definitely.
And it's one of the,
I love music, yeah. So it's a big one for me.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just, and I assign songs to certain people. When I hear certain songs, I know either I already know that was their favorite song, or it's one that I'll hear it repeatedly and I'll say, okay, that's a sign from my mom or whoever that they want me to listen up. They want me to know. And it's a beautiful way, and it's a way they can channel through. And animals are a big part too. You know, when you see certain animals, there's signs there for you to pay attention. Or, to me, what I would say to people, anything that kind of jolts you and makes you go, wait a minute, what was that? Or, ooh, that, you know, that sign right there, or that flower, or that song always reminds me of whomever. And that's them trying to come through. And if you can open yourself up to accept that, oh, I think that's a big piece of it, is open yourself up and just accept what the universe wants to bring through. And that, I think if people do that, it will really help them get through their day. I mean, it's part of my life now. I look for signs every day. I'm totally open to it.
Beautiful way to live. Yeah, definitely. But how do we know the difference between, say, you know, us just seeing what we want to see versus an actual sign?
Because I think it's repetitive. It can come through repetitive in some way. Or it's, like I said, it jolts you. It takes you a little bit by surprise, not in a bad way, but it makes you stop and it makes you pause versus you trying to force the situation. There's a saying that I love that's, if the door won't open, it's not your door.
Right.
Think about that for a second. How many times do we want something, right? Whether it's a new job, a new opportunity or person or whatever, and you keep going to it and it just doesn't happen. And you're like, but I'm going to make it happen, but it doesn't. That's a sign from the universe. And I guarantee you, to anyone out there who's had that situation, I didn't get the job, I didn't get the new house, I didn't get this thing. If you look back like a year later, based on what your life is a year, you know, a year forward, you're going to look back and go, oh, wow, remember I wanted that and look at what I ended up with. Because it was meant to be, you were to move in another direction. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, for me, the challenge is, how do I know that I'm at a point where it's like, I need to push harder? Like, where do I draw the line? You know what I'm saying? Like, when do I know it's time to surrender and kind of acknowledge that this door is not going to open versus, you know, well, I got to put in more effort, like I'm nearly there.
Right. I think to me, it's a matter of all of a sudden the path goes smoother and things start aligning.
Got it. Yeah.
And all of a sudden things start lining up and they just fall into place. And I can tell you, I'll give you an example for me that's happened in the last year. I went out, I'm in Boston area, and I went out to Western Mass with a friend last fall. It's always beautiful out here in the fall. And I went out with a friend randomly, random day, just spontaneous thing, no agenda, and went out there. And then we were going to go to some place to get lunch, and we drove by this big area that was a complex that used to be kind of an inn or whatever. And they had a sign on there, coming soon, construction, closing, more to follow. And then they had the name of the new place. And I went, oh my God, what's going on here? This is amazing. I got to find out. So this whole random thing happened. I went into the place and they said, no, we don't have any real information. We're just starting construction. Now, I could have gotten impatient. And I could have been like, well, I want to know. I want to know what's going on. What's the schedule? When they're going to open? And how could I get involved? And what can I do? And instead, I stepped back and I said, you know, I randomly came here today. The universe wanted me to see this. It sounds like something great's going to happen. I'm just going to wait. And I had to go back out to Western Mass this fall for a program, went out, wrote to these people ahead, found the exact right person. I didn't know, but I found the right person who said, can you come out and meet with us? Now, I set the intention last fall that by this fall, I'd be connected with them. Wow. And that happened. And things are moving forward. But if I was impatient, so here's my point. If I put that on my timetable, how impatient would I be now? How come I hadn't heard? What's going on? You know, forget it. I'll just move into something else. But I left what I do. I love doing this. I sent intentions with the universe. I visualize what I want. I release it to the universe and my angels. And I said, please go work on this for me.
Yeah.
And I mean, life's not usually that easy per se.
I know. And it's also about having that faith, especially when you want something or someone so badly, you know, it's just like,
yes,
releasing that, that desire and just kind of saying, okay, right. I'm willing to let go and surrender this to my angels. You know, that's hard.
It is hard. And I would say what it's about is ego versus non-ego. Right?
Yes.
So when it's your ego says, okay, so TikTok, we got to get this done, or yes, I'm meant to be with this person, or get that house, or go on this trip. And yet the universe, like, I have something better planned. And you need to trust in the universe that if, again, in the instance of the door won't open, there's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. And there's and always the universe is looking, and we're going to talk about this, I think, about your guardian angel.
Yes.
The angels and the guardian angel, every day they're sending you love and they're sending you signs, just like the back of my book said about God doing that too. But that's all they do is shower us with love. And so if you trust in the universe and you trust in your angels and your guardian angel and just release it to them, they know what you want. And that, but they are looking out for your highest and best, right?
Right.
And that's their intention.
Right.
So,
Are there?
I'm hoping my example worked.
No, that does make a lot of sense. Absolutely. And so, are there different types of angels? Like, are there different categories of them?
Yes. Yes. So, for one thing, there's 18 different archangels, which are the highest angels in the realm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot, but there's a lot, you know, and they all have different little niches in what they do. But you've got 18 archangels that you can, you know, call out to. I mean, Gabriel is a major one, and Michael, et cetera, and Raphael, but there's tons of others like, Ariel and Orion and Shamil and Uriel. And so, you can go and you can go online. You can look up what each one of them does. There's books out there that you can really get focused in on the archangel. So for a higher level, you can go there. You can also connect with different saints if you want to do that. But in addition, you've got your guardian angel, but there's also sorts of different angels too that will help, like healing angels, unemployed angels, task angels. And they all come through to help. I mean, I'm very familiar with a woman named Lorna Dern Byrne. And she talks all about unemployed angels. There are angels up there just waiting for us to ask for help. So if people are thinking, well, I have to sit down and I like have to pray and I have to really have a reason to ask an angel or my guardian angel or anybody something, that's not true at all. You can be sitting in traffic like you today and saying, okay, I got to get somewhere. Would an angel please, would my traffic angel please help clear the road? I can't tell you how many times I will ask an angel to clear the road. I'm sure you've heard about parking angels.
Yes.
If people listening are like,
oh, those can be
I
really
don't
helpful.
Know about this woman. Yeah. Parking angels, I say to people, if you want to believe, go ask a parking angel to get you a spot and you'll become a believer in angels because they make it happen. That's a beautiful thing. You ask, it's and you're opened, you'll see things happen that just will make you go, wow.
And do each of us have our own personal guide or angel besides the major
yes.
ones that you mentioned?
So everyone, when they come down from heaven, we come down as a soul. The soul is put into a body. And that white light, that soul, is brought by your guardian angel that's been assigned to you from heaven. And when that soul goes into a body, which truly is a ball of light filled with love, that is what's protected every day from that moment on by a guardian angel.
Mm.
So there is a guardian angel with you every single day. So if people out there are listening and saying, I don't know, I never have any of this happen, you do have a guardian angel. They never leave. You have all these other angels you can ask for help, but your guardian angel is the one that sends you the most love and is there with you every day and every night. And
okay.
I hope people realize that and, you know, talk to, I mean, I know how to do meditations to, one of the things I do is help people meet their guardian angel. But just to even, you know, think so comforting that realize you do have, you know, but you never leave.
Right. So, right. And do our, you know, our deceased loved ones and pets, do they become our guides?
Yeah.
I recently lost a pet, and I'm just thinking now, is he up there? Like, you know?
Oh, absolutely. So let me say, in my book, there is a whole thing that happens, and they have to bring kind of an animal into the scene and try to help out. And what I would tell you is everyone's pets are up in heaven. And in my second book, I'm writing about it. It's in the second chapter, and it's called The Valley of the Dogs. Aww. And there is this whole valley filled with dogs.
Okay.
And I'm just letting you know that they're up there, they're happy, and they will find ways to kind of come through. I found a way to write about it in the first book, and the dog's name is Winston, but from when he was here on Earth, he got nicknamed Ugly. So there's a whole thing. I can't tell you how many people say to me, I love the whole thing about Ugly and Winston, and because it lets you know it's true that not only are your pets over on the other side, but obviously all your loved ones are over there, and they find ways any way they can to get through to you through signs and symbols. And like one thing I didn't mention was pennies and dimes when you randomly see those.
Okay.
That's a relative from the other side saying, hey, I'm right here with you.
Nice.
So, but yes, all of our animals are on the other side. So
that's comforting to know.
And I do all sorts of work that people can check out on my website, MauraO'Leary.com. To find out different things that I do. If you guys want, if even you yourself want to connect with me to have you help out get connected with your pets.
Okay. So one last question before we end our conversation today. You are specialized in distance healing. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, so I'm a Reiki master.
Okay.
And but my special modality is distance healing. And so when you do Reiki, it's all about energy and it's all about healing. And so what I do with people, I found out I work really well with this is, let's say you called me and said you sprained your ankle, or wrote to me, said you sprained your ankle, it was all swollen, it hurts, and can I help? What I do at night while most people are sleeping is I will visualize, I'll ask you which ankle it was, and I'll obviously have your name, and I visualize the ankle, and I visualize all of it being healed and how I want it healed. And I sent prayers and I asked my healing angels to help. And I cannot tell you how many people have come back and said the next day that they were so much better. I've worked with moms that have kids that have issues, with being, with ADD or whatever. And they'd write to me and say, my son is so calm today. And so it's just amazing work. And I think it's because I'm not in front of you. I'm not feeling all of your energy. I'm just visualizing and focus on the one thing that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And that seems to work really well for me to help with healing. So that's the special thing that I do.
Is that just for physical issues or do you also do emotional?
I do emotional. I am right now helping a woman who can't sleep well, that she's constantly stressed out. So I help with calming. I help with emotional. I've helped people that have had brain tumors. And so I've done physical and non-physical. I can do both.
Wonderful.
So.
Okay, Mauri, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for sharing all your wisdom with us today.
You're welcome. And you can reach me at MauraO'Leary.com.
Exactly. I was going to ask you, before you go, could you please let all of us know where we can find out more about you and what you offer?
Sure. So you can reach me on my site, MauraO'Leary.com. You can also email me at info@MauraO'Leary.com, which is on my site. I'll be updating all the events I've got coming up this weekend and beyond tonight or tomorrow, so you'll be able to see those. And you'll also find out about my book, which is When Angels Play Poker. You can get it on Amazon in all different ebook, hardcover, softcover. It's on Barnes & Noble. I did a book tour with them. And it's on a bunch of various online sites as well.
Great. Thank you so much, Maury. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much for having me be part of your podcast.
Absolutely. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.